The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement will run out of money in mid-August. Customs and Border Protection will run out of money in mid-September, and that doing nothing in Congress is not an option. You're not declaring victory. This could be seasonal, but the numbers are dropping. Nevertheless, the recent rise in illegal migration requires a sustained, aggressive campaign by our government in response.
Jay Johnson, Secretary of Homeland Security, talking about immigration, prattling on and on while so many others say it's nothing but inaction. Hey, hey, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. In fact, interesting story. A lot of the border sheriffs are saying this gridlock is all due on the front lines. This crisis is because of the fact nothing is happening in Congress, and there is no new money coming in to add Border Patrol agents, get these judges going, immigration judges, and for goodness sake, process the people waiting for hearings, especially the unaccompanied children, who in many cases sit on one of several bases in our country right now. When does the flow stop across the border? It's not as big as it was a month ago, but it's more like a trickle and then a surge. A trickle and then a surge, as it was described to me by somebody in El Paso. So this whole debate, while Congress gets ready to pack its bags and bolt for the summer, has exploded after the House Democrats said they were going to slash the president's request by $1 billion and include $225 million to help Israel battle Hamas in Gaza and $615 million to fight the fires in the West, in Washington especially. So here we go again. It's not one issue, it's several, sticking a few things in there. And what they're saying at the border is the problem is the people in D.C. are completely divorced from this. They have no sense of the reality of what's happening here. None. And how many people have been arrested in South Texas in the last few months? It's staggering. Speaker of the House John Boehner demanded again that any request include changes to a 2008 law that would speed up deportation of illegals from Central American countries, El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, which is the bulk of what's happening. John Cornyn, the Senate Minority Whip, says, yeah, unfortunately, it looks like we're on track to do absolutely nothing. To do nothing about this. Congress starts 5 weeks off starting August 1st. Tick, 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 tick. So you have all these minors that are part of that trickle, then the surge, the trickle, then the surge. You get what I'm saying. Humanitarian crisis, it's more than that. And if they don't fix the problem, what does it change? It gets rid of people who are stuck in a virtual line, we'll call it, but it doesn't address further problems. It doesn't do that. So it's interesting. The governor of Texas makes news because he decides, you know, I'm going to deploy the National Guard. I'm going to send them out because we can't just leave our people exposed this way. We're at that point. We're at that breaking point. We got to do it. Very sad, very disheartening to see this happening. And I can't imagine being in a law enforcement role and having to deal with it. Can't imagine it. When you see it day in and day out, you don't care about whatever the nonsense is in between. You care that you're just getting crushed. And you're trying desperately to exhale, but you can't. Because you're worried about who's coming in. You're trying to sort out the details of the people who do come in. And you're hoping that this process will get some giddy up in it. Because you can't handle the amount of cases and people and movement that you have right now. And that's pretty much on target with what I've been told. So we come back to the same thing. What do we expect the people who we elect to do? And how do we hold their feet to the fire? As Izzy has said in Missouri, as Dan in Texas has said, as so many others have told us where they have called, pick up the phone. It won't take long. Let your opinion fly to your elected representative. And you might make that difference if enough people do it, trust me. They don't want to lose an election, especially if they've been there for a very long time. They want to hold on to that chokehold. But the gridlock in D.C. is part of what's undermining this whole thing. It really, really is. So with this willy-nilly of changing as we go along, now is coming home to roost, too. From immigration to the Affordable Care Act. It's just not, for so many people, it's not working. A 3-judge panel ruled the government could not provide subsidies to enrollees on the Affordable Care Act insurance exchanges run by the feds. Can't do it. You just can't usurp the law and think that it's fine, it's smooth sailing. And pretty much it looked like they were going to do whatever they needed to do to pull all this together. So the real sad reality is, how much stock do you put in the federal government versus your own state? And how much control do you have? And certainly the medical system, we don't have a lot of control. I think you pray for a good doctor and you fight things that come in, because usually that's what happens. You miss something and then you call and they say, oh yeah, we'll take that charge off or whatever it is. So whoever comes in 2016, boy, they have their work cut out for them. Big time. Big time. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk with Julie Rendleman. She's got an interesting case she's going to comment on, where the father spanked his child. This had to do with an 8-year-old boy for cursing at people who were at his house. And a state appellate court ruled that the father used reasonable force when he spanked his 8-year-old son for cursing at an adult. This case has been going since 2012. Open-handed, what's excessive, corporal punishment, all these came into play. Can you imagine how those lives were torn up over that? We'll talk about it a little bit more here on the flip side on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We're talking about what's going on along the Gaza Strip and obviously Israel's conflict with Hamas along the Strip and what's happening with the amounts of civilians that are being killed and what kind of a humanitarian crisis this is and how does this apply to international humanitarian law in Palestinian areas. We have international law expert John Quigley with us. He's in our virtual green room right now. He's professor emeritus of international law at Ohio State University. His books include The Statehood of Palestine, International Law in the Middle East Conflict. Professor, thanks so much for joining us here on America Tonight.
Thank you.
So the first thing is, as you watch this unfold and you've got John Kerry, the Secretary of State, who tried to broker a ceasefire and tried to come up with some kind of peace accord, even if they were looking further down the line, but came away and wasn't able to do that. You're well versed in this. You've seen what's happened there. You've written about it. Is this the worst that you've ever seen in this conflict or no?
This is quite bad, I suppose. You know, the 2008 conflict was bad, but we're now reaching the point of even more civilian deaths in Gaza than in the incursion that the Israeli army made at that time. And it's especially troubling that the Prime Minister of Israel is apparently, you know, saying that he plans to continue this for some considerable period of time and that he's not planning to stop. I mean, the level of killing is just absurd at this point. I mean, yesterday that they declared a short-term ceasefire, but then bombed a market and killed a bunch of people. And yesterday they killed a large number at a United Nations school. And that's not by any means the first time that they bombed a United Nations facility. That's one of the things that's been a constant, I would say, in the Israeli incursions into Gaza and into Lebanon, is that there are UN facilities there. And when things get really bad, the people try to go to UN facilities for protection. Both in Gaza and in Lebanon, Israel has bombed the UN facilities and killed large numbers of people. Even when the UN people are advising the Israeli authorities about the location of those facilities and the fact that they have numbers of civilians inside.
Yeah. So do you think, and of course the UN Human Rights Council decided to launch an inquiry into this, into the violations of human rights by Israel. Are we looking at potential war crimes here?
I think that a commission of that kind would probably come to a conclusion that war crimes have been committed. There would be some committed on the Hamas side, but in terms of seriousness, in terms of death, they're not nearly as significant. On the Israeli side, it's just absurd now, the number of people that are being killed. There is a potential that some of these matters could go to the International Criminal Court for actual prosecution of individuals responsible for war crimes.
Yeah. You mentioned Benjamin Netanyahu and what the Israeli response is, and then I said the Secretary John Kerry, Secretary of State John Kerry, was also lobbying for more money for the dome, because that's what protects ultimately Israel from what's happening, what's being lobbed back at them from Hamas. I mean, so clearly, financially, our dollars are supporting Israel, and we know that that's where the support is. But in between, is it the Palestinian people who are pawns in this?
I would say so. I mean, we're supporting Israel not only with the Iron Dome, we're supporting with ammunition just in the last 24 hours. They've apparently been running short, so we're giving them more so they can kill more children in Gaza. This is certainly a situation where the civilians in Gaza have become pawns. I mean, the question of why Hamas continues to fire rockets is a curious one, I think, in that regard. But I think it's in some sense out of desperation and out of a sense that they just can't take any more from Israel, in particular the restrictions that have been put on goods coming into and going out of Gaza over the last few years. So it's quite peculiar but understandable that you find people, you know, whose family members have been killed in Gaza, nonetheless saying that they support the position of Hamas.
Yeah. We're speaking with Professor John Quigley. We're talking about war crimes possibly in Gaza and the reaction to that. So as somebody who's really delved deep into this, and as you mentioned, maybe 2008 it was pretty bad, but this is maybe worse, as what we see continuing with so many civilians being killed and being injured. Ultimately, is there a solution in the mix here from the international community?
Well, there is certainly a long-term solution. There's a possibility of a negotiated settlement that would deal with Gaza. I mean, you got to understand that the situation in Gaza ultimately is the result of ethnic cleansing of Palestine that occurred in 1948. I mean, Gaza was a fairly nice place to live before 1948, and the Israeli and pre-Israeli military forces, you know, bombed civilian areas in Palestine and forced the people out, and the population of Gaza more or less tripled within a period of just a few months as a result of those forced expulsions. And so Gaza has since that time been an impossible place, and things just keep getting worse.
Do you think, ultimately that the two can coexist along the strip when you think of the cultures and what's happened in all this time? especially modern times, and you just said it, it used to be a great place to live if you were there before the 40s. Is there, I mean, is it just pie in the sky thinking that internationally that somehow this could be fixed and they can coexist in the same spot?
Yeah, you raised an important point. I mean, things have been so bad over the last 50 years that that does make it much more difficult to get the parties to come to some agreement. That said, the parties have been fairly close over the last few years to agreement on most of the major issues. I would say the most significant issue on which the Israeli side has not been forthcoming is the repatriation of the Palestinians that were forced out in 1948, and that would include a lot of the people in Gaza. And if that issue can be dealt with a bit better, I think there is a possibility of some reconciliation.
Yeah. The as all of this continues to unfold, one of the things that Israel will say is Hamas is a terrorist organization, and they're using the people as human shields. That in fact, especially some of the earlier bombings, they were saying that that wasn't the case. That wasn't what they were seeing, and then the people were props, basically. But that doesn't, regardless, when as the UN Human Rights Council looks into this, that wouldn't hold up internationally as far as the law is concerned, would it?
Well, I mean, if the Israeli military knows that there are civilians nearby, then they really have to be very careful, and they can't shoot, you know, even if there are, you know, military facilities nearby. There's also the great possibility of obfuscation in that situation, where there might have been, you know, some rocket fired from somewhere nearby, and they say, we're firing at that, and whoops, we missed a little bit, and we hit a bunch of civilians. That's been a very serious problem with Israeli firings in Gaza in the past, and Israeli firings in Lebanon as well.
Yeah. Wow. Watching this go through the weekend and then what happens the week after will be interesting, because, you know, we're getting deeper into this conflict where it's weeks on end. And as we talked about at the top, Netanyahu says that he's going to continue to do this. He's not backing off. And I suppose some of that is the diplomacy and the push to make a deal happen internationally. There has to be continued pressure there. Doesn't there have to be more pressure applied?
I think so. And it's very problematic that Mr. Netanyahu is saying that even if there's a ceasefire, that they would continue to go after these tunnels. I don't know what he means by ceasefire, if he means that they would still have people there on the ground. So he doesn't seem to be taking the idea of ceasefire very seriously.
I don't think so either. Professor Quigley, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crist for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record low. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Once again, the mailbag is running on full, never empty. I love you guys. If you ever, ever, ever want to react to anything that we're talking about here on the show, or you want to vent in a different direction, you know what to do. But I'm going to remind you, go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in. On that note, let's check the email. It's a great area. I've probably been there maybe 24 times in my life, maybe more than that, because as a kid we used to go to Virginia Beach a lot. Time for some odds and ends here in America Tonight, things we couldn't get to that I absolutely want to be able to talk about here on this show. And then in our last segment as we come around the bend, we've got one of my favorite things that we do, fruits and nuts, shred it or bingo, and Dan Burnt, who is filling in for Nathan Reeder, will join me in the lion's den. How about that? Now, I'm sure we'll have a lot of fun with that one. Absolutely. All right, here's some interesting things that might have fallen off your radar. Didn't fall off mine, got a couple of links and talked to a few people about some things that, believe it or not, besides immigration, besides what's going on with a potential ceasefire or not, it's certainly not looking that way between Israel and Hamas, the time ticking away in Afghanistan and our ultimate withdrawal of our troops there, and of course the VA hospital. The Senate now on Thursday will vote on their own bill. It's a $17 billion compromise bill overhauling the Department of Veteran Affairs following all those scandals of the patient wait times, and easily pass the House 420 to 5. Shouldn't have trouble in the Senate, and then that'll be that. Thank goodness. And we'll see what our new secretary does. But the, you know, when you hit bottom, what do they say? There's no place to go but up. No place to go but up, right? This is an interesting odds or end moment because we actually had somebody call the show who had a family member who died as a result of this. But a Texas lawyer has filed a lawsuit against General Motors representing 658 people who were injured or killed in crashes because of the faulty ignition switches. It was filed in a court in Manhattan, and it names 29 people who were killed and the 629 who were hurt. All the crashes happened after GM emerged from bankruptcy protection in July of 2009. That makes them exempt from GM's effort to shield itself from claims due to crashes that happened before bankruptcy. So how about that? The lawsuit says that GM knew about the defective switches that can cause engines to stall as early as 2001, but they didn't recall any cars until this year. The switches can cut off the engine, knock out power steering and brakes, and disable the airbags, which wouldn't protect people in a crash. So they're looking for in excess of at least $75,000 in damages for each of the plaintiffs. And this will be an interesting one to watch, because GM is definitely squirming on this, knowing full well the information's out there that I just mentioned that they knew since 2001, but oh gee, oh gosh, what a hassle. We're not going to fix the part on this. And I think they've got a really good case. I think they have a really good case here. Washington State Council approved this crazy, controversial thing once again in God We Trust plaque. And how many challenges are we going to have here? So the local paper of record, the Tacoma News, reported that the council, the Pierce County City Council, approved displaying a slogan, In God We Trust, in its chambers. And citizens and council members were going back and forth, debated this for more than 2 hours. One person had to be dragged from the chambers by the cops. He was making a bunch of disparaging remarks about religion. And so now the slogan is expected to appear on a plaque in a council chambers as early as November after a 4-3 vote. I just don't get this. I don't understand the animosity, especially over the In God We Trust. I mean, it's universal, for goodness sake. It's what it is. So why can't this just stand? Why can't it just stand? Now, there was somebody who said, look, it's a secular place to do government business in. And supporters of the phrase say the U.S. Supreme Court backed it as well. There were people that favored invoking God's name on the wall of city council chambers, and others who said they don't agree with the decision because it's divisive. Ah, it's divisive, for goodness sake, to hang a plaque on a wall that is not some giant plaque in the first place, but regardless. And it really took them a lot of time to duke it out. So there you go. On a local level, taxpayer dollars, all the things, potholes, other things that have to be dealt with. Where is the focus on something that shouldn't have even made it that far? I'm sorry. I just don't understand it. Don't understand it. Here's something that's just not going to go away. Lois Lerner is not going to be able to brush off Daryl Issa and the Republicans who just flat out have it in for her. I mean, they just want to get to the bottom of the situation with the IRS. And then more and more of the emails that surfaced do not help her cause. They don't support it. So they dug up some emails from Lerner where she refers to some Republican Party people as blank holes and crazies in an exchange they show that say that shows she had animosity toward conservatives. And this was in November 2012. They were released by the House Ways and Means Committee chair as part of the call for the Justice Department to appoint a special counsel to investigate. Lerner is the ex-IRS official who led the unit accused of targeting conservative groups that were trying to get, as you know, the tax-exempt status for extra scrutiny. And in the email exchanges, she appears to be chatting with somebody else about a vacation in England, and she describes how she overheard some people talking about how America's going down the tubes, and then she responds to something and says, you should hear the wacko wing of the GOP. The U.S. is through, too many foreigners sucking the teat, time to hunker down, buy ammo and food, and prepare for the end. The right-wing radio shows are scary to listen to. Man, I'll tell you what, here's what this proves to me more than anything. Is somebody in this position just not even thinking, why write that in an email? Why would you even put that down in an email? What, not realizing that this could come back in any form to you by writing that? So, I mean, it makes no sense. It does make sense. It makes sense that she's among many, many people who think when you pump out emails or social media, it can never come out back and burn you, haunt you. And there's no question this is going to haunt her because of the fact that so many of those groups sat and waited and never got their tax exempt status. And Daryl Issa is like a dog with a bone. He is not letting this go. He's not letting it go. So, if anything, they're getting to the bottom of the emails that they think prove the point of Lerner, I guess, being the blockade. But did she hear it from someone higher up? And that, ultimately, is the part of the jigsaw puzzle I think that everybody wants to know. But just in case, the example I just gave you there, if you have to vent, you have to vent in a different way than on your company email. And she chose to do that, and that's why they wanted to see all the emails. I mean, they knew it. They knew that something was going on there, and they wanted to see it. All right, and then finally, this one. What is going on with planes and crash landings? Pretty scary. I remember talking about this on the air a couple of months ago, my pal Ron giving me a great bucket list moment when I got to fly his small plane. And I asked him about crashes, and he told me that most of the crashes, they don't talk about it, but it has to do with them not properly reading their fuel gauge and having enough fuel, which seems oh so simple. But a small plane crashed into a San Diego shopping center parking lot on Wednesday, killed an 80-year-old woman who was the lone passenger and injured the pilot. And this plane went down in a parking lot at Costco and Target area. They were both there. It went down around 5:30 in the night. Bounced while it landed, and that was it. Lost power. And this is like that crash the other day in Florida, saying, well, wow, lost power and it's going down and that's it. So the plane clipped the top of the Target store, knocked down a light pole, and then spun around, finally landed in the parking lot in a loading dock area away from the main entrances. No cars were there. But what a nightmare. Caught fire, flames were put out, the pilot had major injuries. The injured woman was expected to live. A man who tried to help after the crash was treated for minor cuts and burns. Wow. Stay with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
America tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and we're ushering in, oh yes, one of my favorite, Mr. Burnt. He's filling in for, as I mentioned before, Nathan Reeder. So how are you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great.
Glad you were able to fill in. Thank you for that. Okay, so Dan, are you ready to play?
Oh, I'm ready.
I love that attitude. You gotta love it. It's time for Fruits and Nuts, Shred It or Bingo.
Bingo!
Yeah, there you go. All right, so here's our first story. A twister filled with a man-eating shark is going to hit New York City, or at least they say on your TV screens. Sharknado 2, the second one, debuts coming up on Wednesday on the Sci-Fi Network. And a lot of people are anxious to see if it has teeth, so to speak. As it's been described at CNN and other networks, it's the sequel to 2013's TV movie turned pop cultural phenomenon, Sharknado. It just blows up social media. I mean, last summer, Sharknado churned up laughs and 5.3 million viewers over the course of three airings on Sci-Fi, and it got pretty creative. You had people live tweeting and shark memes circling the web, all that kind of stuff. You have stars from the past like Tara Reid and Ian Ziering returning to the sequel to take on the weather system and save the Big Apple. It looks kind of cheesy, and if you have no idea what it's about, I mean, it just kind of looks like that to me. It's about a global shark apocalypse, sort of. That's what they say. So what do you think? Is it fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
I would say fruits and nuts.
You're not into Sharknado.
It was okay. It was hyped up a little bit too much for me when I saw it. I love B-horror movie, but it was a little...
Too hyped up?
Yeah, a little too much hype before I saw it, I guess. So I was just disappointed.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to agree with you. I think that it was more hype than anything. The term Sharknado got people interested, made people think, wow, what's this about? And then, you know, the whole live tweeting thing propped it up. But, I mean, I think that's all it was. It was about the live tweeting. There wasn't much to it otherwise.
Yeah, I got really excited about the name, but the actual movie.
Yeah, it was stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem. See, that's like kind of, in a weird way, that's like it's like good branding, but then you don't get the payoff.
Yeah.
So will they get the amount of people paying attention this time around? I don't know. Sometimes things become cult phenomenons, and they're not the best things that are out there. They just they just make their way through. I mean, who can account for good taste? It's all subjective. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
It is. It's confounding. It is. It's confounding. That's what it is. All right, so how about this one? This is a crazy thing. Of all the things people throw or do to cars, you know, it's so dangerous with the whole snowball deal. I grew up in the Northeast, and there'd be people in overpasses. It didn't happen to me, but every once in a while hear a sad story, Dan, where somebody threw a snowball, and it was kids, and maybe they didn't mean to, but then a driver crashed because they were throwing snowballs off the top of the, you know, overpass rather. So then in Massachusetts, it was a very scary moment on a highway north of Boston when an axe smashed through the windshield of a car, a real axe. The state police say the axe bounced out of a landscaper's dump truck at about 11 in the morning on Interstate 95, which is a huge thoroughfare. I mean, it's just so crowded. They released a photo showing the axe with a corner of its blade stuck in the passenger side of the car dashboard, the handle sticking through the windshield. The car's passenger was shaken up but not hurt. The truck driver was cited for failure to secure the axe, just a $200 fine. It could have been worse, they say, if the car's driver wasn't actually going 65 miles an hour, which was the speed limit. They fear what could have really happened there. So fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
I'm not sure what to say about that one.
I think it's bingo. I mean, it's a strange thing that happened. If you don't have things securely tied down, it seems, if you ever had to haul anything, all of a sudden, it turns into a menace for somebody behind you in a car or in a truck. I know people listening to us can relate to that. Can't you out there? How about one time for me, I was in Dallas, Texas, and a mattress flew off and was in the middle of the road. I narrowly missed hitting that, thank goodness, because the car, I mean, I wasn't in a giant truck. If I was in a giant truck, maybe it wouldn't have mattered. And there's all kinds of things that become dangerous when they fall off of cars or whatever, and it happens all the time.
And it's so easy to overlook all that little stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, where you think it's not a big deal, like, okay, I have tools, and that's the axe is thrown in there.
It's secure, but now I'm on the highway, and things are bouncing around, and now it's loose.
Yep. It's a good lesson for anyone. Tie it down. They have all those things that you can tie stuff down with. Always tie it down. I have another crazy story. I just thought of this. It's going to make everyone laugh, and it's very personal, but I don't care. I'm going to tell you. My mother-in-law, when I got married, gave us, she had this great mattress that she never used. It was for a king-size bed. So, of course, we took it, but then we thought, well, no big deal. Tie the mattress down on the top of the Land Rover or whatever it was that we had, And so we thought we had it secure, and we were driving 2 hours away, Dan. Let me tell you, we were holding on to the mattress in the middle of the highway. I mean, you want to talk about, we looked like we were a bunch of rednecks, like the Beverly Hillbillies. I don't know. It was crazy. And that's when I learned that lesson about, oh, yeah, you got to really tie it down. You think it's tied down, and then the wind hits it. People are honking. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. So let's move on to this one. A Florida family scavenging for sunken treasure, which sounds pretty cool, on a shipwreck has found the missing piece of a 300-year-old gold filigree necklace. So a cool necklace, sacred to Spanish priests, they say. Eric Schmidt, a professional salvager, was scavenging with his parents when he found the crumbled square-shaped ornament on a leisure trip to hunt for artifacts on the wreckage of a convoy of 11 ships that sank in 1715 during a hurricane off of central Florida's east coast. Wow, that's crazy, 11 ships. So after this discovery last month, a team of Spanish historians realized the piece fit together with another artifact that was recovered 25 years ago. It formed this accessory called a pyx that was worn on a chain around the high priest's neck to carry the communion host. The dollar value, they don't know, but they think it's like some incredible amount. So how about that? I mean, this is the same guy, Schmidt, who discovered about $300,000 worth of gold coins and change from the same wreckage.
Oh, wow.
I mean, so, I don't know, fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
Bingo.
Yeah, bingo. How cool would that be? Can you imagine, like being with your friends or your family or whoever even, and just diving and, geez, what are we going to find today? Oh, my gosh, look, there's some gold coins.
Man, what's this?
But they know so much what they're doing that, okay, he finds the one thing, and it just, well, it looks cool, but lo and behold, somebody discovered something that fit with it, and it now you know what the piece is. It's wild, isn't it?
Should be careful. They might have to throw it into a volcano.
Yeah, that sounds like one of those Indiana Jones things, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, one more last one for you. The last crew member of the Enola Gay died in Georgia, and the Enola Gay was, of course, the plane, the crew that dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima. And the last surviving member is Dutch Van Kirk, and he said it made him very wary of war and that he would like to see all the world's atomic bombs abolished. How about that? So he died at the age of 93. I'm going to say bingo because he said, you know, hey, I dropped the bomb, and it was necessary because it shortened the war, which he agreed. And it eliminated the need for an Allied land invasion, and it would have cost more lives. But he said, you know, boom, after seeing that, he wanted nothing more to do with it. He wanted it all abolished. So, bravo. I say bingo.
Yeah,
we agree on that one. Bingo, bingo. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.